This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, why Figma's pitch for personalized AI design skills is contradicted by empirical data published just days before the launch.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
Miggy Cardona, a designer advocate at Figma, pitched their new skill authoring feature by picturing a colleague whose future work comes out with motion designs eased like your own.
Right, capturing personal taste. The pitch was almost entirely about capturing those opinions and judgment calls every designer carries around running in someone else's hands.
Figma shipped that feature on 13 August 2026, confirmed in their own release notes that same day. But 3 days earlier, on 10 August, the first study to actually test that premise published its findings.
And the empirical data didn't match the marketing.
Not at all. Personalized instructions barely moved an AI agent's performance, while generic instructions shared across everyone worked measurably better.
Let me step back for a second. What is a skill in this vocabulary exactly?
It is a plain markdown file, a skill.md file, in the exact format Figma and coding tools like Claude now share. It gives an agent ordered instructions instead of leaving it to guess what to do next.
In Figma, you ask the agent to distill a skill from a design frame, test it in chat, and then publish it to a library.
Exactly. And Figma's community library already holds more than 50 of these skills, covering research, design system conventions, and handoff.
That's where Mazet's coverage comes in, right? The whole point is making sure every new prototype follows the exact same standards for components, naming, and tokens without having to re-explain the rules each time.
Precisely. But that community library is the generic option, shared defaults that anyone can download. All of Figma's marketing energy went toward the bespoke option, the skill encoding your particular judgment calls, not those shared defaults.
So how did researchers actually test whether encoding those personal judgment calls works?
A paper submitted on the 10 August 2026, titled "Do Personalized Skills Help Coding Agents?" ran 206 real developer sessions across 13 developers working with a coding agent, specifically Codex on GPT 5.5.
What did the baseline look like without any skill file present?
The no-skill baseline score was 65.02. When they introduced skills distilled from an individual developer's own interaction history, the agent score moved to 65.99.
That is a gain of 0.97. That isn't statistically significant at all.
Not even close. But when they built skills by pooling everyone's interaction sessions together into a generic file, the score reached 68.880, a gain of 3.78.
That is larger and far more consistent than the personalized result, though the study's authors noted it still fell short of the conventional statistical significance threshold on a paired t-test, coming in at p equals 0.063.
Exactly. And when they put the personalized skills head-to-head against having no skill file at all, the personalized file lost to having no file at all more often than it won. 41.43% wins against 43.81% losses.
So the bespoke instructions were more often than not worse than writing nothing at all.
Precisely. Meanwhile, the pooled generic skill won 50.95% of the time and lost only 34.29%.
Now, hold on. We have to be careful here, because the paper measured coding agents, not design agents.
You mean applying this study directly to Figma's launch is a real step, not a given?
Absolutely. The paper measured Codex on GPT 5.5, automatically distilling procedural habits from thin session logs across code review, feature work, testing, and infrastructure tasks. That is completely different from a designer intentionally authoring a skill.md file in Figma from a design frame they already understand.
So you're saying thin signal inferred from logs isn't the same as intentional instruction design?
Exactly. Reading it across to Figma means trusting that thin log signals losing to broad patterns generalizes past the exact mechanism the paper tested.
That is a fair critique. And to be clear, the paper's authors were upfront about their own limits, pointing out that 206 sessions across 13 developers limits their ability to draw definitive conclusions.
Plus, their own data showed personalization becoming effective once a developer had 6 or more relevant historical sessions. Their dataset just rarely reached that threshold.
Right. So the mechanism that lost in the paper isn't quite the mechanism Figma shipped. But generic skills carry their own risks, too.
Practitioner coverage explicitly noted that a poorly designed skill in the community library can introduce bad habits just as easily as a good skill fixes them.
Exactly. Personalization and generic skills fail in different ways. Neither wins outright yet. But if you're looking at what to do today, the implications are pretty clear.
If you're a design system lead about to spend an entire sprint packaging house conventions into skill.md files, or a developer maintaining a hand-tuned claude.md file, you are being sold the exact same premise Figma is selling, that encoding your own judgment beats the shared default.
And on the only evidence anyone has measured so far, the boring pooled skill should go in first.
Because the bespoke file has to prove it beats writing nothing at all, which the study shows it frequently fails to do.
This also points to design systems' broader reliability problem with AI agents. A rule written down is not the same as a rule followed, whether that rule came from one designer's taste or 50.
Figma's own metaphor for a skill is closer to a recipe than a rulebook, something handed off and expected to work the same way twice.
But the evidence so far says the shared community recipe, the one nobody wrote for you specifically, is the one actually working in the kitchen. Your handwritten card is still unproven.
That is the exact same tension already visible in forkable brand identity files. The generic version travels well because nobody had to guess what it meant.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.